got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
I feel like everyone goes through a phase on this. Maybe it happens every now and then, but have you ever been on a Facebook marketplace tear where you're just selling?
Usually it's like, okay, I'm about to move house. Here's all the things that are not going to fit into my new place, or I can't be bothered packing.
Or it might be once you've moved to that new house and you go, well, I don't have space. Do we really need this?
Yeah.
Like, especially if you've got a garage or like a storage, like some cupboards that you never, ever look in. What am I hanging on to all this stuff?
What is this?
So my wife's been going through an absolute tear of all these things that she goes, we don't need them anymore. We don't use them. They're not safe.
You've started realizing your son is about to move around.
Oh, my God.
It is not safe.
It was like it was made to be a course on Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
Everything is baby
Ninja Warrior.
Everything is sharp. Everything is not bolted in. So we're getting around to that. But the thing that she sold literally an hour ago, she just texted me, and I'm surprised that someone wanted to buy it because I know that this is a popular item that she sold, but secondhand, it's a bit strange. She just sold her Birkenstocks.
Oh, no, can't be doing that.
Now, it's not the...
What's she selling them for?
I don't know, like more than what I would assume you would sell them secondhand for, because Birkenstocks probably at least minimum, what, 160 plus?
Yeah.
So I've got the classic Roman sandal style ones. Mm-hmm. The one that she...
I would say your ones are the generic ones.
Yeah,
like they're the standard.
Yeah, if there's an annoying white guy at the beach, it's probably me wearing my Birkenstocks. Like that's exactly what I wear. She's got like the clog style. If you're listening, if you don't know what the clog...
It's enclosed at the front,
not at the back. But apparently...
Birks for winter.
Yeah, from what I understand, I haven't inspected them too much. It doesn't have the same... foot moldy stuff.
I was going to say, that's the whole appeal of the Birkenstock. It molds to your foot.
Like my sandals have molded to my feet, but I don't think the clogs do.
Right.
But still.
Still, it's not something I'd be buying secondhand. I feel like secondhand shoes in general, if you're not wearing, like, I don't want to walk in someone else's shoes.
We just spoke about it. Cost of living.
Yeah.
There's people, there's a big market for shoes.
Is there?
Mate, especially like basketball shoes and those kind of things. I assume people don't wear basketball shoes. It's just like, well, I've got the Jordan 43s. I have no idea if that's a real shoe. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Is it weird to sell shoes secondhand? Do you think it's something? Because personally for me, I go like, yeah, it's not ideal. But if the shoes are in good nick, you can always buy that stuff that cleans them.
Sure.
Good way to save a buck. Hey, it's money in our pocket at the
moment.
Is
there anyone that is buying shoes on Facebook Marketplace?
I can get the name of the person. I can text my wife and say, who's bought your shoes off you? Because apparently it would all happen in the last hour.
Yeah.
Sold, picked up, gone. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Is it weird to sell secondhand shoes?
Yes.
I have received your answer, Jess. I would love people to get on the phone.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel about buying someone's shoes secondhand. Second foot, really.
No. Oh, I think it's something to do with the feet. Like, I've never been a big fan of, like, foot stuff. Like,
oh, really? Interesting.
What do you mean?
What do you and your fiancé do with your feet, Jess? If you're not into feet stuff.
Don't make it sound weird.
If you're going to shame someone selling secondhand shoes on Facebook Marketplace, which is what we're talking about, I feel like you're well within your rights to say what you do with your feet.
Sometimes we hold feet like we hold hands.
So you lock knuckles.
We interlock our toes.
Yeah. Now, selling shoes online is weird. You're right, Jess. What you do is totally normal because it's not for profit. Because my wife, she's hustling at the moment. She's on Facebook Marketplace. She's selling stuff that we don't use, we don't need. And it's weird having cash again. I'm like, not real money.
Oh.
The bank doesn't know about this.
Yes, I love that.
It's stunning. So I'm selling a few things at the moment. She's listening. So, babe, love you. Keep it up. Hustle. She's selling secondhand Birkenstocks, the clog style. So it's not the one like my sandals, how it molds to your feet. It's just more of a standard sandal type shoe. She said she bought them for $260 and she sold them for over $150.
That is so much money.
Secondhand.
Can she sell some of the my stuff for me? I haven't got any good shoes.
This could be her business. she could get you in the Facebook marketplace. But I feel like everyone, maybe at one point in your household, you've gone through a tear where you just start selling the weirdest stuff. But a lot of people do raise an eyebrow or a toe knuckle.
Again,
at selling
I just feel
shoes.
Like it's the Birkenstock that broke the camel's back for me.
What about if I sold my Converse that I'm wearing right now?
Yeah, but see, even that's even worse because your Converse are just like falling apart.
At least I don't lock toes with my wife. Steph from Batesford's giving us a call.
You should try it.
Steph, what do you think about selling shoes secondhand online?
Look, the shoes, not a problem at all. Like, just closed ones. But, yeah, the Birkenstocks, no, I'm sorry. You can see the person's footmark, and it doesn't look very nice.
Even when they've just bought them, Steph, even fresh Birkies, you can still see the footmark starting to mould in.
Yeah, it's no.
It's
like
no.
Closed shoe, Converse, no, okay, that's fine. But yeah, as for the Birkenstocks,
but
no.
The clog style, which is the one that I'm talking about, Steph, apparently it doesn't mould to your foot. It's just it's a closed toe sandal shoe.
But can you still see the outline of her foot, like the heel part?
I'll be honest, I don't check.
Yeah. And Steph, do you hold feet with your partner?
Just asking.
No,
for
I do not.
You should all try right. it. So. Just give it a go.
Two no's from Steph on the show today. Steph, we appreciate you getting in touch. Lloyd from Armstrong Creek has given us a call. Lloyd, he's a friend of the show. He's a very wise man, Jess. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about cost of living. I feel like Lloyd's going to be full-blown cost of living. This is a good way to save some money.
Lloyd, what do you reckon?
I'm on the bandwagon of selling them.
Uh-huh. The Burke wagon. Here we go.
Yeah,
yeah, Lloyd. Definitely. Now, Lloyd, so you think there's...
Choo-choo the Birkwagon.
Lloyd, have you ever sold shoes secondhand yourself, mate?
I've done secondhand shoes before, and, I don't feel it's really any different considering you're putting clean socks on, you're not barefoot in it.
Yeah.
But I feel like with the Birks, okay...
You are, you're raw dogging your foot into that.
But hear me out. What the thing is if you give it a nice clean, put a bit of elbow grease and a toothbrush and clean it, get it nice and sparkling, looking suave, 100%, you can sell those babies any day and I reckon you'll be fine.
There you go. I would recommend not using the toothbrush again.
Yeah. That's true.
I definitely dispose that one.
Yeah, yeah, Lloyd. All
and
right.
Lloyd, do you hold your partner's feet, foot with your foot?
No, but I do massage her feet every night to keep her happy.
There you go. So all now right. Just slip your toes in between hers.
I can't stress enough there is a difference between those two things. Lloyd, appreciate your call. It's all about saving a buck at the end of the day. Choo-choo, it's the Burke train.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Right now I want to talk about Kim Kardashian and Kate Middleton. Not two people you'd usually put in the same category, I don't think. The Princess of Wales and... the princess of reality TV.
Yeah,
they have both been snapped drinking a certain beverage. And this beverage has seen a 24% rise in female drinkers since these two women have been snapped drinking it.
I know what it is.
You do?
Instant Milo. It's delicious. Finally, they got it. You know those little shaker cans? And just...
Do they make instant Milo now?
Pretty sure.
They should.
I don't know.
There's a tap in that market. Tim.
If we can get some instant Milo to Kim Kardashian and Kate Middleton, it might fly off like a rocket.
If I tell you this beverage, I want you to tell me who you imagine drinking it the most, right?
Out of Kim Kardashian and Kate Middleton.
No,
or
no,
just
no.
In general.
Just in general.
Okay, I'll close
this
my
beverage,
eyes.
Close your eyes. Tell me the person that you picture when I tell you Guinness.
Conor McGregor. The UFC fighter. He's Irish.
Usually
and my papa.
Yeah, you think of burly, big, strong
blokes.
Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, blokes. Love a Guinness beer.
Honestly, the one my mum's dad, my papa, who passed away in the last couple of years, he would stout and Guinness, he loved it. And he would always say, it's not, you don't drink it when you're thirsty, you drink it when you're hungry.
Ah.
And I made a big point. I was like, well, his family's from Ireland. So when we went to Ireland, we went to the Guinness factory and I was like, I'll do this for my papa. I'll I'll try and finish an entire one. And I had like three sips and I called him. I was like, I can't do it, Papa. I'm just a little boy.
He said, you've brought shame on the family, Tim.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely like not a feminine drink whatsoever.
You would not think that, yeah, you would see many female drinkers. However, yeah, Kate Middleton has been snapped having a couple of Guinness pints at the pub.
English, I imagine it's way more common in the UK, but like maybe in Australia, but the US.
Well, Kim Kardashian was spotted having a pint at a pub that she visited in London when she was last there.
So
apparently since she was there, they've seen a 24% rise in female drinkers of Guinness, which I think is so interesting that people have gone, well, if Kim Kardashian can drink it, maybe that's how she looks like that.
Have you ever had stout before, Jess?
No.
I almost wish, like we can't do it live on radio because it's 100% illegal to drink on air.
But I've never even tried a Guinness. I've not.
Mate. Now that Kim Kardashian's on it, tell me there's not a part of me.
Oh, a little part of me?
Yeah.
A little part of me is like, maybe I'll go down to Murphy's and get a Guinness. I don't know.
Yeah, we can get you a Guinness. We can get you a responsible amount of Guinness to
try. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. When's St. Paddy's Day?
Oh, Feb-ish. March-ish.
I thought it was March.
I don't know, Jess. I told you, I'm not a good Irish person. The family's from there, but.
What cultural background do you have?
I don't know. I just say. Kim Kardashian's my mother.
It's Sunday the 17th of March.
Look, we can get you a Guinness this week.
Okay.
Why not? We're going to be at the Valhalla Brewery.
Ooh,
I'm pretty sure they
do
a stout.
Guinness?
I think they do it. They don't do it. Guinness is a brand. It's like, do they do a VB? Maybe they do a Corona. I'm not sure. No, they do the
All right,
GT
I'll
Lager.
Try, if they do a stout, I will try one this Friday. You know, for the science of it. Whistling the way home,
listening to sun. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Now, this is going to sound, think that this is rigged. Apparently it's a scientific study, and I thought this was quite interesting, so that's why I wanted to share it. Now, you might be confused, but apparently it's all there. Apparently, women need 2 more hours of sleep a night more than men. Now, your partner, this isn't from your partner. They didn't do the study. This is a chiropractor has done the work. Why do you think women need 2 more hours of sleep than men?
Because we work so much harder, Tim. Plugging along.
Outside of the gender roles, who do you think works harder out of you or me?
Out of you or me?
Yeah.
I don't think I would argue neither of us work hard at all.
Okay. That's an interesting. Well, instead of just hurting yourself, you've chosen to hurt me there as well. And now I offered the opportunity. But I'm a bit sad.
I told you this morning I set my alarm for 7:30 because I was like, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get my nails done. I've got a big weekend ahead, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I rolled over in the morning. I said to my fiance, Akshay, what time is it? I need to get up. I haven't heard my alarm go off. He said it's 9:07.
So you missed it just by an inch.
Just by a lot. I slept through all the alarms.
Well, it kind of makes sense because I was up at 6 o'clock this morning.
Of course. Jess. Of course you were.
So,
not because of a screaming child.
No, because I'm a man.
Yes.
Oh, big man. apparently, the science is, and the study was done by a man. Ugh. And we hate men this year. 2024 is the year of hating men. His name's Patrick, so he's a man. Apparently, women need 8 to 10 hours of sleep, while men need 7 to 8. Because anything less than what these different numbers are going to be, so anything less than 9 hours for a woman, you're more likely to have kind of, he's used the word mental breakdown.
Whoa.
I don't know if, but then
a
same.
Not a menti be.
Yeah, but apparently the same for men. Anything less than 7, then they're more likely to have a menti be.
Right.
As well. Now, I've always found it interesting because my wife and I, like, we've lived together for a very long time, and I used to just run off 5 hours of sleep and be totally fine. And then, obviously, now my body's letting me know that I wasn't totally fine.
Okay,
it's all caught up with me. But even now, I feel like I've always dealt with the sleep better than my partner. But
well, you're running off, like, 3 hours sleep these days. So.
No. Well, mate, I maybe got 4 last night.
Wow.
I don't want to brag. You know? 6-month-old at home.
How are you feeling? Are you closer to menti bees every day?
No.
You've definitely been more emosh.
Oh, don't start me. No. I think I'm joking. It's not that bad at all.
Right.
It is. What I find interesting is that kind of makes sense to me. That it's because it's all to do with hormones and hormones and the hormones and how they react to getting the essential sleep. And it's kind of, I put it to, with no scientific backing, how stereotypically females can have a higher tolerance to temperatures than what men can.
Right.
That's, it's in the same boat to me. It's like, all right, well, you need more sleep and hotter showers and you'll be fine. I don't. That's too hot. I can't sleep that long.
I need aircon and not much sleep at all.
If you're listening and your partner says, oh my God, you're always talking about how tired you are, just say, a male chiropractor said,
I'm a woman. I need to sleep.
There we go.
Let a girl live.
Let a girl sleep. There you go. No, girlies. All new. All drive. All week long.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Look, you're already smirking.
Wednesday's the best day.
How dare you?
Wednesday is a great day. We try and keep on top of the celebrity world. How we do that, you ask? This is how. K-Rock. Tim and Jess.
OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity. I have 60 seconds today to guess a celebrity that you are thinking of, Tim. Last week, you got my celebrity very, very quickly.
I was considering how many questions I asked to find it, and they weren't a man, they weren't a woman, they weren't a dog, they weren't a cartoon character.
They're also one of the biggest names in the world at the moment.
G Flip last week. The rules are 60 seconds. You can only ask me yes or no questions. I'll answer to the best of my ability. Three guesses is your maximum. And I tell you what, Jess, I believe in you. 9 out of 10 people on the street have to recognize this celebrity. Take off your dang headphones.
All right.
I'm going to say who it is today. Today's celebrity. It's Daniel Radcliffe, the guy that played Harry Potter. Come back. Okay. Now, excellent. I believe in you.
Okay.
Historically, strike rate is real bad. You would be dropped from the cricket team if you just how bad.
I would never be asked to be on the cricket team.
That's fair enough.
Okay.
All right. The time will start after your first question. Good luck.
Am I a female?
No.
Am I male?
Yeah.
Am I American?
No.
Am I Australian?
No.
Am I British?
Yeah.
Oh, am I from England?
Yes.
Okay. Am I an actor?
Yeah.
Am I also a musician?
No.
Am I Tom Holland? Damn. Am I more known for movies or TV?
Movies.
Movies. Okay. Have I been in a movie this year?
I don't think so. It's like the first month of the year, so no.
Yeah, no. That doesn't really help me anyway. No. I don't know any British actors. Oh, God. Am I married?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, let's go, yeah. 10 seconds.
Am I over 50?
No.
Am I under 30?
No.
Oh, God.
5, 4, 3.
Yeah!
Anyone?
What's his face? The one with the TV show?
No.
No, what's his name?
Jess. Again, you are Daniel Radcliffe. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. How many times can you be Daniel Radcliffe?
God. Daniel Radcliffe, I never guessed Daniel Radcliffe. Are you kidding me? He does have a kid, Tim. He does.
Did you ask if he had a kid?
I don't know. Did I?
No, you asked if he was married and over 30 but under 50.
Oh, I'm so angry with myself.
Come back to the microphone, my young friend. So the reason you were Daniel Radcliffe is because... Now, this movie from 2022 has just gone on Netflix and people are discovering it. I saw it in the cinemas. Lost City. It's got Sandra Bullock in it, Daniel Radcliffe. He plays
he plays the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Yeah, and I've seen it.
The reason everyone's talking about him now, because it's gone to number one on Netflix as the most streamed movie, because people that hadn't gone to the movies to see it, they're like, hey, this is incredible. It's got Channing Tatum, Brad Pitt in it. Because he plays the bad guy so well, everyone wants him to be the new bad guy in the James Bond movies.
Oh, that would be so cool.
It really, really well. Going from the chosen boy of Harry Potter to a Bond villain, that's range, baby.
I don't know if I'm the only one. I cannot not see him as Harry Potter. Like, everything he does, I'm like, oh, look, Harry Potter's a villain.
I'll tell you, he worked hard for when he was Weird Al Yankovic. I did not see a Daniel
I haven't
boy
seen
there.
That one yet.
Yeah, that'll change your view on. He's an incredible actor, and I think he would do very, very well in the role of the Bond villain. Like
one
Rami
day,
Malek.
You're going to tell me it's Daniel Radcliffe, and you're not going to have to because I will have guessed it.
That wasn't English, but I understand what you were trying to say.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.